It's another great Tuesday to be here in KMA land, and I am Spencer Williams, also known as your Tuesday host of the Double X Factor, heard each weekday right here on KMA. All this week, my partner in personal growth and positivity, Sandy Edie Hansen, and I are chatting about how our feelings are ours and no one else can make us feel a certain way. So in an article by the Huffington Post entitled "Who is Responsible for Your Feelings?" here is how author Margaret Paul summed up this very topic. If you pay careful attention to your emotions, you will discover in your relationships with others that it is often not another's behavior that is creating your misery or your inner peace or joy, but rather your own responses. When you respond to another's unloving behavior with anger, blame, resistance, withdrawal, or compliance, you will likely end up feeling anxious, stressed, or depressed. One of our greatest challenges is to understand what, as adults, personal responsibility means regarding our own feelings and behavior. This is especially difficult when someone is behaving in a way that feels unloving to us, attacking, blaming, lying, guilting, and so on. It is so easy to believe that your misery is coming from their behavior rather than from our own response to their behavior. If you pay careful attention to your feelings, you will discover that when you are willing to compassionately embrace your core painful feelings without protecting against them with your own unloving behavior, you do not feel anxious, depressed, stressed, or miserable. When you fully embrace the sadness, sorrow, loneliness, grief, heartache, heartbreak, and helplessness, you move through these core painful feelings very quickly and into loving action on your own behalf. End quote. And phew, that was a long one. But I really feel it's a perfect summary for this topic and other topics that we discuss here on the Double X Factor. Our lives are so much better when we take our power back and realize that others only have the ability to challenge our capacity to respond, some in positive ways and some in negative ways. But the way we feel is still based on our choices and our abilities. Yes, people can do or say or act in a way that may give us an initial gut punch or even set us back a few steps in our growth. But we still have control over what happens next. And yes, sometimes we lose or give up that control and have a knee-jerk reaction that we aren't so pleased about later. We all do it. But we also have the power to become more aware of our triggers and make adjustments to be less affected by other people and more in tune with how we want to respond. It's not to say that nothing will ever bother us again. Things will still happen that we don't especially like, but we will start to focus on what these situations factually mean for us. Usually, we'll discover that our negative emotions occur because we're making whatever was said or done to us or about us, well, we're making it about something deeper within us than it needs to be. That's the unloving behavior the article from earlier was referring to. And come on now, you listen to the Double X Factor. You know that more love and compassion towards yourself is a huge part of being the best you that you can be. And Sandy will only add to your best with her take on this topic tomorrow. Until then, always feel free to learn more on the Double X Factor page at kmaland.com or on our social media feeds. Thank you so much for making the Double X Factor a part of your day, right here on KMA.